Greetings, adventurers. I am your dungeon master, Michael DeMauro, and my pronouns are he, him.
Hi, my name's Nika, and my pronouns are she, her. I play Rourke.
Hey, everybody, it's great to be here. Thank you so much for having me. My name is Tim Lanning. My pronouns are he, him. And I play Chuck.
Hey, everyone, I'm Jennifer Sheik. My pronouns are she, her, and I am playing Celine Von Esper.
Hi, my name is Mike Bachman. My pronouns are he, him, and I play Screech Echo.
Go.
Recording.
We're recording. Recording.
Recording.
We are recording.
I'm ready.
I'm so ready.
Just to refresh people's memory, there was a lot of magic getting thrown around last episode.
Oh, yes, your opinion.
Oh, there was like so much magic happening.
There were spiritual hammer or spiritual weapons and...
Rourke didn't do any magic, just Chuck, right?
I did nothing. I listened to my papa.
Chuck healed himself and Chuck did two spells.
So yeah, one that's like impossible to argue with.
Well, one of them was helping Celine though.
Yeah.
And so like... It's different when it's helping me.
It wasn't necessarily helping. Maybe it was helping Screech.
I'm sure it's fine.
Screech, did you just maybe saw some magic happen, my friend?
Yeah, now the Screech might freak out.
What spells were they?
I don't have to tell you that.
There was a glow when Chuck healed himself, and then there was a glowing ram that attacked the scorpion.
I really want in this moment, I want you all, I'm going to tell you this so you know what kind of restraint I have as a person and as a player. I really want to just now decide that my parents were killed by a glowing ram.
Okay. That would be a little on the nose, but
yeah, well, I'm not doing it.
That's a good self-edit.
I was going to say, and we're proud of you.
We're proud of you. A cleric?
Thank you. Was that so hard?
To say thank you to me for not doing a thing? That was bad?
Yeah, that's it.
I didn't smoke any cigarettes today. Where's my thanks?
Seriously.
Previously on Greetings, Adventurers.
And Celine, you are able to make eye contact with Professor Deckercog. He's clearly trying to hold his breath, but he can't move.
All right, this is pretty bad.
All right, start the clock.
Can I shoot my grappling hook into the goo?
Excuse me?
You got a grappling hook?
Yeah, tie my grappling rope to a bolt on a crossbow.
And then you're going to shoot it.
Don't interrupt me, Michael.
Okay, keep going.
I want to shoot his hand.
That hits.
What does his eyes do?
His eyes bug out even more.
Everyone, grab onto the rope.
Thank you. You saved my life. And thank you, man, ant.
You should know the one who saved you is me.
And I pull my mandibles off, and it's a koala underneath.
It's a drop bear.
All right, so you're going to keep going.
Have to.
Yeah.
Like a little bit, right? Gotta poke a little.
Yeah, we ain't trying to, you know, chart out this whole cave system, but we need to see what's going on.
I will see you back in town.
I got carried away by those ants when you all weren't looking.
Screech?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I wiped the goo off my face. Yeah, it's me, Screech.
Nice of you to show up, Screech.
All right, let's go.
There are still, you do still see the, like, big ants kind of trundling by every once in a while.
Should we just follow them, I suppose?
Yeah.
You hear a sort of buzzing sound from up ahead. There's actually, you come up to a fork in the road. There's a right tunnel and a left tunnel.
Wow. Robert Frost as hell.
So, yeah, so you follow them down. You do note that every once in a while you're seeing some little signs of Theonite deposit in here. All right, so this giant scorpion comes
gross,
just trotting over.
Oh. I guess spiritual weapon. Not too sure how I'm gonna weasel my way out of this one.
But you're saving me though.
But you rolled well enough.
He says, I guess I fall, right? Because it dies.
Yeah, and if it takes a death clinch, you're gonna get chopped in half.
No.
It does crap itself.
Oh, thank Christ. Good job, everyone. That Theonite sure does play tricks on the eyes. That scorpion was so big. It's pretty weird.
Oh. Hey, I don't know why I did that voice just now. Chuck, you carrying any gadgets on you? Did I see you do some weird stuff? I saw it. I can't explain.
No, you didn't. Nah, it must have been the scorpion.
My company, we make a lot of things. Gaslights is one of them. So you're not really going to be able to pull that on me.
I walk away, and I want to continue to see if there's anything else in this big part of the cave. I saw two. It was pretty scary, but guess they're gone now.
My eyes narrow, and it says in the corner of the screen that I'll remember this.
Wow.
Chuck is so nice at believing Screech is not the creature, but here he is. Because your parents were murdered.
Wow. So Chuck does know.
What?
That Screech is the creature?
No.
He doesn't know. Okay, all right. I thought that's what you were just saying, that he did know. And I was
Tim, you're being nice playing Chuck that way.
Yes.
I owe nothing to Chuck. That's mixing player debts and character debts.
I could probably figure out a way to make it to Chuck's fault, but I think what you said is more correct. Yeah, Mike, what else is in here, huh?
Can I get an investigation roll from anyone who wants to look around?
Want to peek?
I'm always looking around.
I can try, but I'm bad at it.
I don't want to do that, Michael. What about perception?
That would be like noticing if there's a noise happening.
It's like a quick look. I'm just taking a quick look.
A 20. A dirty 20.
That's pretty good.
I got a 13.
It's filthy.
Because I rolled a 13 and I have a plus zero in investigation.
Yeah. Because Michael, we're all dumb, so we're never going to be good at investigation.
I know.
Bachman figures it out.
No, I forgot to open my character sheet, so if you give me a second.
I have an 8 investigation, but a freak.
You got plus 8 investigation? That's so good.
That's insane.
No, I rolled a 7.
Oh.
I got a 15, Michael.
So Rourke, you notice what appears to be a piece of paper on the ground.
I pick it up.
It has upon it what looks like a super sick and stylish drawing.
Does it look like an S?
Jesus.
It looks like an... No. That is very funny, though. It is. It looks like an ant.
Okay.
It looks like an ant, and it looks like it's got little bits drawn on it.
Whoa.
And there's like seems to be notes scribbled around.
What do the notes say?
And but you don't recognize. Yeah, you don't. You can't read them.
You don't know what I can read.
I know everything.
I take it over to my papa.
What we got here?
I found this. I don't know. It's like, I don't know if it's from man ant. I don't know if it's just, I think it's just from these ants. They look like the ants with theanite on them, but it's got the scribbling, but I can't really read it.
Interesting. Michael, can I read it? I speak common and goblin, if that helps.
It is not common or goblin.
Is it orc?
It's not orc.
God damn. Okay. Well, that taps me out.
God damn it.
Is it draconic, dwarvish, or elvish?
No.
Should we show anyone else, or
does it look like blueprints or old timey Da Vinci freaking
like
notes?
Yeah, like a cross section of an ant.
Yeah, like is this Assassin's Creed?
It is full on Da Vinci ass studies. And or notes.
Gotcha.
Somebody's making fucked up chimera ants, I think, is what's happening. That's Jennifer. That's Jennifer talking.
I hand it to Celine. See anything like this? One of your kind go rogue and make strange stuff and cause, like, glowing rams and things like that to come out?
Would I know anything about this, Michael, from my studies?
I mean, you can do, let's say, a history roll, I guess.
I mean, maybe I'll roll good. Who knows? Well, that flipped on top of the other dice.
How's 5 do you?
That's good.
Like, that's an ant.
You're pretty sure you remember No, there's not. You got nothing.
I mean, you're not really trained to be intelligent.
No.
You're mostly trained to fall in line.
Yeah, I am. I think we've already done this, but who has the highest intelligence of our group? It's not me.
Chuck.
I have a 9.
Wow.
Yeah, Chuck.
Wait, what is Screech's intelligence?
13.
Whoa.
You're
the highest.
Oh, yours is the highest.
What? My intelligence is 10.
Hell yeah.
The only thing worse than my intelligence is my strength.
Y'all haven't figured that out because of all the stuff I know?
He's so smart.
I feel like we've talked about it and it didn't come up.
I knew how to make a costume out of ant parts.
Whenever Screech dressed and saved Rourke, he went by Drop Bear. Is Quality and Drop Bear the same thing, or are those different characters?
They are the same character, because I think Quality and then Drop Bear actually talked about changing the name.
Okay. Okay, so it is Quality now.
No, I thought Drop Bear was sick.
Drop Bear came second, I'm pretty sure.
It's confusing. I don't know what to call the current one.
Well, he's gone back to Drop Bear.
Okay.
It's kind of like how sometimes the Power Rangers get like some better armor that goes on top of their suits.
Got it.
But it's like, then it's like, why don't they just use it all the time? And nobody has a good answer.
Yeah, and then next episode it's gone.
Right.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Michael, can I go around the corner for 10 minutes, please? You guys are talking and I'm not there. Is that cool, everybody? We all cool with that?
Yeah.
My dad just likes to jack off a lot, okay, guys? Just leave him alone.
I gotta go jack off.
You gotta go take a shit for half an hour.
I gotta go take a dad shit. Excuse me.
He eats nothing but meat.
Those do take a half hour at least.
It's just how it is.
What does everyone talk about while Chuck is off taking a big dump, or maybe...
I'm not actually taking a big dump.
Are you doing a ritual?
I'm doing a ritual. I'm casting...
That's what I call them, too.
I'm casting Detect Magic as a ritual.
But you should just say you're taking a big dump.
I gotta go take a big dump. Big dump, everybody. Excuse me.
Big dump over here.
Big dump over here. Make sure Screech doesn't go there, because he can't see anything.
I tell my family I have to go cast a ritual in the bathroom.
Take me 10 minutes.
That's really important. Michael, is there, Theanite, around in here?
Every once in a while, you notice, a little vein.
Okay.
But not, you're seeing more as you go deeper, but it's not like it's lousy with the stuff.
And it is not, I'm assuming it's not a situation where I can pick up a chunk of it or anything.
No.
I would like to, Celine would like to go up and just, touch it, see how it does, do anything to me.
Roll, what is the magic-y one?
Arcana?
Sure.
That's a 21.
Great roll.
It's a great roll. So, yeah, so, you touch it, and you can feel almost like a connection. There's,
is it just, a buzz? It's, humming through my body?
There's a vibration almost, but it's not unpleasant. It is fairly, I don't know, it almost gives you a sense of harmony, if anything.
I like to touch the thing my collar is made out of, because this has been very stressful for me, so like, I need a connection. Yes, bondage.
No, much
less. My boss. I feel at peace now.
But yeah, other than just the sort of general pleasant vibe, you're not really getting a whole lot.
Okay, so I do that. And then I go over to Rourke and I say, so what are the medical facilities like in this town? Like, do you think Decacock's going to be okay?
I don't know. Honestly, he'd probably just be better off if he were dead.
Okay.
His quality of life is not going to be great.
Just wonder if he'll be able to, you know, live his normal life after this. Just so sad, isn't it?
Yes. I mean, it is sad because I'm sure he felt pain. But, I mean, I didn't know him that well. I don't care too much about him.
I guess I'll be thinking about him and sending him my best thoughts for recovery.
What is Screech doing during this time?
It's just, he's kind of, man, I don't know, maybe just poking around at some Theonite and trying to pry some out with a pocket tool.
It's pitch black.
He's feeling around. Help, help me.
I hope I'm stabbing the wall.
I'm feeling a hole.
I'm sure he has to have a torch, right?
He does, because you just said he does. So I light up my torch.
Hell yeah, baby.
There's a torch on the ground.
Yeah, hell yeah. That's, and that, everybody at home, that's how you get a free torch from your DM.
Now, run back to the store, sell that torch, and you can repeat this loop infinitely.
For one copper piece. Okay, so sorry. So Screech is doing what again? He's...
Yeah, I'm poking and prodding. Really just breathing in the fumes of this new torch I found. That's how you can tell if it's a good one. I'm definitely listening to the conversation, but I thus far haven't had anything to add. That's just a description of myself, not necessarily Screech. But he's there. He's present.
All right. Cool, cool, cool. So, Chuck, you do your ritual.
Yes. Detect magic, baby. 30 feet of me. Do I detect any magic?
So, it's like, detect magic, it goes by, like, colors and stuff, right? Is that right?
Yes. It's the faint aura that surrounds things, and then it's a school of magic, if any. You don't need to point out that's my least favorite part of the spell, as both a player and a dungeon master, because whatever you say to me, I'm only going to know illusion. So
yeah, that is it is terrifying for me to try to come up with what kind of magic the magic is.
Yeah.
So yeah, hate that.
I hate it too, Michael.
But yeah, you see a sort of glowy bit on the wall, and it is a strange color. It is not a color you're used to. It seems to be almost shifting and vibrating and moving.
I touch it.
It is another a vein of Theonite in the wall.
Okay.
So you see it's almost like it's going through multiple different colors.
Ooh, that's fun. Yeah, okay, well, if nothing else jumps out at me, I'm going to get rid of said concentration, because I don't really know what I look like when I'm holding on to a magic like this. And the book doesn't say.
And yeah, I'll say, like, just to give you something to go on or whatever, I'll say you sort of get a vague sense of more magic coming from deeper
cool
down the mine. This isn't a mine, this is a cave.
Okay. All right, gang, everyone doing good? Needed to go bathroom, everyone good? Do we need to take a single hour to spend hit dice, or what's up?
That could be chill. Let's do that.
What is everyone's HP at?
I would like to vibe for a little bit.
I definitely don't feel good. I'm a 14 out of 20.
Okay. Michael, are we arguably 10 minutes into a short rest?
Yeah.
Okay.
I would say you are. Every once in a while, like, an ant trots by, but so far it's been...
A big one or a little one?
Like, a big one.
How many little ones are there, though? Because we're, you know, probably so distracted by the big ones.
Yeah, I mean, I guess if you look around the ground enough, you might find a little one.
Wow.
Hell yeah, my hit points are back to maximum, because I have 18 total hit points, and my hit dice is a D8, and I get plus 2 to that. Isn't that nice?
Oh my god, I forgot about all the ball bearings I'm carrying.
How many are you at, like 998 or something?
Michael, I want to retcon that I've been dropping a single ball bearing every so often so that we got I got a trail back.
In a cave?
They've all been rolling downhill with you, though.
You find a bowl of 50 familiar ball bearings.
Okay. So everyone, you guys take a short rest. Everyone spends.
I take a short rest.
I take a short rest.
You guys can spend hit dice on health if you like. My God, when do we ever do a short rest?
90%.
When do your hit die re-up?
I think long rest, or you get like half your level per long rest. I don't fucking know.
Okay, I'm only gonna do one hit die. Just hit me to. Okay.
You only have 2 hit points missing, so you're automatically gonna go next.
No, I already did it. I already added it.
Oh.
But like what? I feel like we've been battling more, and that's I'm true. Very squishy. That's so true. I don't know. I mean, I guess theoretically that would mean I should go ahead and use it now, but I feel like I need to conserve it.
Yeah. Conserve. You have more okay. HP than I do.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And we continue on. All right, everyone, get behind me. Celine.
I play some ominous music for us.
Can you stick back with Screech? I want to say.
Yes.
Yep. That's my name.
My inability to remember which one you are, Tim says. We need to get Bachman a hat.
Yeah, whatever. So you can switch. You can do like one side is Screech, and then if you do it backwards.
Yeah, I know it should be easy for me, Bachman, and I am sorry.
I just need to get masks.
Oh, so true. Like, hold on one sec. Pause the stream. Can you, you guys stay a little bit back? What with Screech's torch? You know how it goes.
Wait, well, I actually don't know what you're saying.
His torch is bright.
Right.
And we don't need to see. So if we go ahead, we could have a little more stealth, so to speak.
Oh, I see. Got it. Okay. I understand now.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
I am stealthy.
I say to the rogue, get your stealth out of here. Because to me, you're just a dirty noble. I should kill you.
Chuck wants to. He wants to wring your neck.
We could do it in this cave and no one would ever know.
Wow. I'll hide you in the goo.
I'll hide you in the goo.
Jesus.
Meanwhile, Chuck.
Except for the goo wasn't really a great way to get rid of somebody, I found out.
Meanwhile, Chuck is clinking and popping.
All the ants can hear him for miles.
I've never been in this cave before. And Michael, I want to put more of the scorpion goo. Like on my shield, you know what I'm saying? You know, there's got to be some pheromones.
Goo on your shield?
Yeah, pheromones, baby.
Okay.
And I continue down.
Sick.
We're gonna like zombie this.
Yeah, or I'm gonna get fucked by a scorpion.
You might get fucked by a scorpion. I like that actually.
Yeah, I'm gonna Shrek 2 this shit. Meaning I'm gonna have scorpion babies.
Oh my god, yes.
So you keep going down. You do every once in a while. You do notice like a little bit of something that a non-insect would have.
Ooh.
A bit of charcoal here, an apple core that isn't super rotted.
An ant would have that, Michael, I think.
Ant would like an apple core.
Especially big ones, Michael.
These ones are really big, though.
They probably would have eaten it, right?
Yeah, they would have eaten it. So you're seeing various signs of stuff.
But no, Coppersmith drilling concern down here for 8 days. Day one sure does suck. Day two, what's that noise?
Day three, oh, my legs.
Oh, my legs. I made a friend with dying. An ant. I fed him this apple. He big now.
Yeah, no, nothing like that. So you're going deeper, and then you do notice up ahead a faint light coming from what appears to be an alcove of some kind.
I signal to Rourke using our old hunting sort of shorthand.
Battle speak.
Yeah, and I hunker down, and I motion for you, Rourke.
Don't go towards the light.
There's light. Can you...
Do you want me to go towards it?
Go check it out. I'm loud as hell, so don't do anything weird or bad up there, though.
How do we know we're not dead?
What?
How do you know we're not dead? And then this is the light.
I push you.
Okay, I stealth my way forward. I try to stealth my way forward. 16.
Okay, you feel very stealthy.
Okay, I continue. I go, we're sneaking along. We're being sneaky. We're gonna see what's up ahead. Unless we're dead. And then we're gonna pass over into the light.
You peer around the corner and there is... an old lantern, and it is flickering It looks like it is about to die, like it's long run out of oil and it's just barely hanging on. But it is in this room that appears to be some kind of makeshift laboratory.
Okay, this is super cool. I do love this. How much does it look like it's gonna flicker out? Like, if I kept watching it for like another 30 seconds, would it go out?
You can't tell. It could be 30 seconds, it could be 20 minutes.
Rourke watches it for 3 minutes. Does the lantern go out within that time frame?
No, it does not.
Okay, I motion.
Wait. No, it does. It does not.
Fuck. Okay. I give it another 43 seconds.
It goes out.
Okay. I turn around and I look my dad straight in the eye because we both have dark vision. And I motion using charades that lie.
Okay, it is audio podcast.
Oh, wait. Light is...
Screech is like, what do you see down there?
Shut up!
I'm holding back.
Rourke motions, like, hand through another hand, with one hand fluttering like flames, and then dead. So,
and then I go, no, cross my arms, and then with my like a kind of like a shit motion, and I basically saying no shit.
Anyone knows what he does.
And then I shrug and like and wave my hands in front like anything else.
He does a no motion and then he shits on the cave floor.
I wasn't shitting before, so I just shitted now. Sorry.
Chuck is a method actor.
I did the shit motion too good and now I actually shitted.
I do the American Sign Language for bullshit.
And then I also do science. There's science.
I want to see that. What's that look like?
You think she's mixing an alcoholic drink.
All right, Celine, you can come up, and then I head forward. They got drinks here? I'm thirsty.
Okay, I will continue in there since it's dark and I can see things, because it's dark in there now in the laboratory, correct?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to sneak right in there. I'll be sneaky. I'll try. No, I won't. Oh, 13.
You're pretty sure it's empty.
Okay. I look around. Is there anything of interest that I see immediately?
I mean, there's a ton of crap in here. There's a pile of what appears to be theanite.
The first blue thing that I see.
There appears to be feeding troughs of some kind.
How big of theanite pieces are there?
There's a full range from little tiny pebbles to probably like, you know, I don't know, big D20 sized chunks.
Okay, I take a D20 size and I put it in my pocket.
Okay.
What we got here? This is so weird. Okay.
There's definitely like scalpels and syringes, and there's a bunch of drawings, like really nicely done drawings that show like, you know, dissected ants and...
I take those. Can I have those? These are so cool. They look really cool on my wall.
Screech, you know anything about this? One of the tech you were talking about before?
About the ants?
I don't know. I don't know anything about this stuff.
I don't know, Michael. What do you want me to roll for that?
If you know about ant shit?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably nature. Do nature.
Yeah. it's 6.
You don't know shit.
Damn.
Yeah, you know, ant culture is very complex, and there could be any number of reasons for why things of this nature and some such.
I walk away.
Wow.
Wipe a bead of sweat off of my forehead.
I'm going to do another investigation, even though I'm bad at it. Oh, now we're talking an 8 yet again, the last roll I did.
Wow.
Yeah, there's like... It, you see, there's food, there's like feeding troughs.
Yeah, but I still want to, you know, even though I rolled bad, take my time kind of looking through stuff.
Yeah.
And grab anything that seems to imply what the heck is going on here. Celine, you know anything about these? We have more diagrams.
I mean, I can try to see.
You guys are real bad at this. That's fine. I'm not any better.
It looks... There's a very crude-looking, almost like a... Not crown, but like circlet.
Well, I really just straight up know what that is, right? It's just the necklace thing.
It looks like a very crudely made theanite circlet. It doesn't, like, this is not a thing that you guys use.
It's not like my collar. Okay.
No, not at all.
Are there any, like, notes at all about, like, other than just the diagrams that we're seeing?
Written in a language we can understand?
There are notes all over the place. You don't seem to be able to understand them.
Can we even tell what language it is at all? Maybe it's a code.
It almost looks like, like maybe it's not even a real language.
It's a cipher.
We should take it back.
Yeah, I think we should take all of this.
I agree.
If it's not nailed down, let's take it. Especially if it's cool, spooky, or otherwise.
We can get an ant and make it carry it on its back. It can be our pet ant.
Sure, yeah. Michael, does the cave system go any deeper past this laboratory?
Mm-hmm. It does. It keeps going down.
I mean, we got attacked last time we went deeper in, so...
Not last time, technically. We found a lab last time we went deeper in.
Yeah.
Okay, I honestly thought we were going out, and that's where we saw the lab.
Nope.
I didn't realize that.
We're going deeper,
we're
baby.
Going deeper.
I would have complained if I realized we were going deeper in. Celine's so turned around, she doesn't know.
We already fought the guard dog. But what is he guarding?
Wow, so true.
So true. So I say we keep going.
Roll perception.
Yay!
Everyone, Michael?
Everyone.
Michael, I rolled a 7 again! Plus 6.
Oh my god, 72!
14. Or 13.
I rolled a 19. Plus 3. 22.
Damn.
Well, I got a 10!
Nice.
19, Michael.
Screech and Rourke, you notice that as you're taking down these drawings and stuff like that, one of the biggest one is kind of fluttering a little bit.
Ooh.
Do you think the paper's alive?
Oh, can I put my torch to the paper?
No!
It bursts into flames.
Yeah, but it reveals, it's a cool reveal though.
Screech, what the fuck? Oh, that's neat.
It bursts into flames and there is a tunnel behind it.
You still shouldn't have burned it. You could have moved it, because we maybe would have... That, whatever. No, I'm.
It was pretty cool, though.
And that's when you hear... It gets louder and louder and louder.
I push Screech behind me, and...
you do care.
Screech, try to turn that... See if you can get that lantern back on so you can see for whatever we're about to get attacked by.
Can I put the torch to the lantern?
It needs more oil. And there's a thing of oil right next to it.
Hell yeah!
No, okay. I put the oil in. Just normal. I do the normal thing.
Wait.
Were you going to light us on fire?
I may have.
Screech, actually take that oil and throw it in this passage.
Oh, yeah.
You're the boss for some reason, and I throw it in there.
as you're picking it up to throw it in, a giant dragonfly bursts forth.
How cool!
Michael, I meant to say that I ready an attack, but I didn't. So here we are.
Wow.
Can we ride it?
Is it angry?
Yeah.
Michael, if it moves out of a square, that I want to bash it.
What is its vibe?
Yeah, is it nice?
Its vibe is gonna kill you. And if you were like a Toby, maybe could ride it, but...
Okay, you have to be small.
We're all too big.
Yeah.
Like a gnome character.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's three of these things, and they're coming at you. Oh,
no, man. I don't want to fight three of them.
Yeah, so roll initiative, jerks.
Good.
This time I'm going to win.
Okay.
You might.
You might.
Shit.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
And now let's take a quick adventuring break and hear a word from one of our sponsors. Thank you, Magic Spoon, for sponsoring this episode. Growing up, cereal was one of the best parts about being a kid. But as I got older, I wanted to watch out for all the sugar and empty carbs. Magic Spoon has the amazing flavors you love, but with high protein and less sugar. I couldn't decide which flavor to try out, so I went for the variety pack to get a little taste of everything, including cocoa, fruity, frosted, and peanut butter. Each pack has 0 grams of sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein, and 4 to 5 grams of net carbs, and only 140 calories per serving. With Magic Spoon being high protein, keto-friendly, gluten, grain, and soy-free, what's not to love? My favorite was the fruity and peanut butter. It really hits the spot when I need something that's crunchy and delicious, and whenever I deserve a little treat. Go to magicspoon.com/greetings to grab a variety pack and try it today. Also, be sure to use our promo code GREETINGS at checkout to save $5 off your order. Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked. Remember to start your day off right with a delicious bowl of high-protein cereal at magicspoon.com/greetings and use code GREETINGS to get $5 off.
Being a large and handsome hero means more than crushing your enemies while defending the common folk. It means having a frank discussion with yourself about erectile dysfunction. I never go into battle without my trusty sword of radiant mercy. So why would I try to treat my ED without the aid of HIMS? I don't have time to leave the dungeon to schedule a doctor's appointment in order to treat my ED, and with HIMS, I don't have to. Through HIMS, you can access affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your camp or a couch. The process is simple and all online. Might as well be magic. They provide access to doctor-trusted ED treatments such as chewable hard mints, brand names like Viagra, or even generic alternatives that are up to 95% cheaper, saving you a lot of gold. Would I have vanquished the arch lich of scarlet miasma if I didn't take a potion of major healing? Of course not. Each battle requires its own solution, and that of course includes your sexual health. Join me and hundreds of thousands of trusted HIM subscribers and start your quest to vanquish your ED today. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/greetings. That's hims.com/greetings for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/greetings. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
24.
Whoa!
Nice job.
That's a lot.
Jesus.
18.
9.
For Chuck.
For Rourke.
15 for Celine.
That rhymes!
It does.
Michael, you're not going to hurt us, are you?
Please don't.
He can't. We got plot armor.
That's so true.
What?
I don't know.
I do.
How?
I got my character sheet planned out to level 20. You can't kill me.
That's so true.
What?
It would be very rude.
I mean...
Michael, you don't be rude, do you?
I don't want to be rude. It's just unfortunate that sometimes my job requires me to be rude. It's
true.
I don't want to do it. Screech, you're up first. There's 3 dragonflies. They're like, and they're all like.
What's the spread? Have they like spread out of the hole, or have they not had time yet?
They're probably pretty close to each other, and they're doing the thing where they're like, you know, they're hovering, and then they just like shift over, and then they like, you know, they move weird. You know, dragonflies move weird. They're doing that.
They look like helicopters.
Well, since I was already about to throw this oil, I'm still throwing it in such a way that I want the oil to splash on any and all dragonflies that it could possibly splash on.
I think you can hit with a good roll. I think you can hit 2 dragonflies.
Hell yeah. What kind of roll is this?
It would be an improvised thrown object.
I don't know how that works.
Doesn't mean anything to me.
Did you have like a dagger or something?
I mean, I've got unarmed strike.
That's not, that doesn't make it. I gotta.
Are you proficient with oil can?
Roll first, and if you roll really good, then Michael won't have to figure it out.
I rolled a 19, so.
Awesome. Nice. You saved everyone.
Yeah, that hit. Okay. Sploosh. Yeah, two wet dragonflies.
Okay, so that was a.
Action.
Right, yes, Michael, yes. I was gonna say it was a thrown weapon, so it doesn't really qualify for two weapon fighting, Michael. So I can't actually attack with this torch that I got. So that's gonna be my turn.
Sick. A dragonfly comes up and tries to eat your face.
I forgot to say that I move away. Whoops.
Does 19 hit your armored class?
Well, yeah.
All right, you take 6 piercing damage.
Feels good to me.
All right, Chuck.
Chuck, I say, everyone wearing this together, don't be scared. Yeah, and I'm using Emboldening Bond. Everyone's allowed to add a D4 to an attack roll, ability check, or saving throw that they make. This is also magic, but it's a feature, so it gets in that weird zone. It's definitely way more magical than Bardic Inspiration. And then... as a bonus action, I would like to take the help action as a bonus action. I guess against one of the wet boys. I'm like, hey, look at me. Over here, look at me. That's what I do.
Y'all are some wet looking boys.
These are some wet boys right here. And that's what I do.
Nice.
Oh, it's only two of you. I always F that up. I'm sorry. And I'm doing it on Rourke and who would I ever do it on Screech? Well, Screech needs the help, so I'll do it on Screech.
Damn it!
What are you doing?
Magic?
You doing magic on me?
Yeah, you get a D4 to any attack, ability check, or saving throw.
You don't know it's magic.
You totally know it's magic.
You just feel like, weirdly good. Stronger as I'm saying words into you.
I feel like I'm on drugs.
But I probably, somebody who hates magic as much as I do would probably know that any unexplained changes in my demeanor, like, if I'm not sad at any time, it's magic.
Hey, take this, it's like mushrooms.
My understanding in Dungeons & Dragons... and I feel like this comes up constantly, but my understanding is that in Dungeons & Dragons, if you cast a spell on somebody, they know it.
No.
That is my understanding.
Yeah, I think you're right, but I'm also saying no. Yeah, I have no idea what this would look like. You know, what, maybe there's a shimmery wave off of me, or you just automatically feel happier. I don't really know.
I mean, I would concede that I probably don't know who did it.
Who did that?
Yeah, because it doesn't have a verbal... because, again, it's not a spell. It's not verbal, somatic.
Right.
Material.
I would think with Screech's... I think Screech probably assumes he's having spells cast on him all the time.
Oh, he's like, yeah. I got it. You just got a spell on me?
I got tinfoil hats, so just like... they're putting spells in the water.
Anyway... so is that Chuck's turn?
That is Chuck's turn.
Okay. Celine, you're up.
Okay.
There's two... wet dragonflies.
Two wet boys. So
and one dry one.
The question is, I'm gonna use one of my sorcery points to twin a spell so I can get two of them. You think it makes more sense to do the two you're already so wet? Or Greg, get that other guy too. I'm gonna get the two that are wet. I want them gone. Yeah, I'm gonna cast Chill Touch and twin it.
So what does that mean, Jennifer?
Well, I create a ghostly skeletal hand. It's gonna...
and she's using a single targeted ability on two creatures.
Yes, so my sorcery points, I'm able to do a twin spell. So I can spend, because this is a cantrip, so I'm spending one sorcery point to target a second creature in range with the same spell.
Okay.
I love to see it. That's a 23.
Woo!
That's gonna hit.
So what you see, so Celine just like reaches out her hand very like elegantly, and two hands squirt out of one of her fingers. Two hands, ghostly skeletal hands come out, and they cling to the dragonflies, and they stay there. And they're gonna take 1d8 necrotic damage.
What?
Wow.
So Dragonfly 1. 7 necrotic damage. Hell yeah. Dragonfly 2. That's 8 necrotic damage.
Hell yeah. You have advantage, so roll to see if you crit just in case.
Oh, okay.
Now, weirdly, they do sort of kind of dodge a little bit.
What?
And seem to take less damage. They're like...
How much less?
I don't know, like half.
Oh,
Michael, you always give dragonflies half damage on full touch to us.
Regardless, they can't regain hit points until the start of my next turn. And until then, the hand is clinging to them.
Yeah. Ooh, spooky. Yeah. Now that's definitely magic right there. Whoa, I feel weird around this magic.
So does the hand do anything, or is it just kind of hanging on to him?
Just hanging on. Well, it keeps it for, it can't regain hit points, so.
It does. It did damage.
Okay, but it doesn't slow it down or.
No. It just did the damage.
Yeah. Okay. Cool.
Chill Touch is the worst name spell in the game. Change my mind.
Why?
It's not cold and it's not touch.
Well, but the hand touches.
Yeah, but it's a ranged attack.
I know, but the hand.
Is it a ranged touch attack?
It should be like grave reach.
Yeah. It should be cool, like. Told the dead.
Yeah, that's true. Told the dead rocks.
One of the wet boys drunkenly zooms around towards Celine and takes a snap at it, but it misses.
Oh wait, I also would like to I'm gonna push one of them.
Okay.
I'm gonna push that one that tries to come at me. I'm gonna push it 5 feet with my telekinetics.
Okay. So you push it 5 feet, and then it comes at you and tries to bite you.
You're breaking the initiative by saying, oh, but I'm doing this now.
Well, it's a bonus. I just didn't say it on mine.
Yeah, but then Michael took his turn.
Well, then I guess I don't push it.
You took your hand off the chest piece.
Well, it's fine. It doesn't matter. So then the last one bites Rourke.
So rude.
For fun.
How rude.
Does a 20 hit your armor class?
Yeah, Michael.
6 damage.
Wow, I'm so glad that I did that healing. Just took it all away.
Should be. It's your turn.
Okay. I would like to do Bardic Inspiration on Chuck.
Yes!
And then I'm going to use my rapier to stab the shit out of this dragonfly that just bit me.
Remember, you have a plus d4.
Okay. That's a 15 to attack it.
Ooh, 15 does not hit.
Well, I didn't add that d4.
What the crap in a half shell?
Does an 18 hit?
Yeah.
Woo!
Yes, we're emboldened in our bond.
We are dad and daughter.
And then I got 9 damage.
Family.
Nice. Which are? Were you going for a wet one or a dry one?
Whichever one was the one that bit me.
Okay.
I don't know.
Is it dead?
It's not dead. So it already did its reaction, so I can't do it again.
Fine. And that's the Michael. Don't act so surprised. That's my turn. And I move away from, well, you know, I have a decent acrobatics. I'm going to try to move away from the one that tried to eat me.
Michael, you said he used his reaction.
So he can't Rourke take
any... knows the mechanics of battle.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did.
And it sounded like Nika wanted to do it regardless. So it just works out.
Yeah, I was going to do it anyway. Now I don't have to roll that acrobatics.
That's not how that works. I can't stress how much we are not playing 3.5.
And then the last dragonfly, let's say it takes a chomp at a screech.
Yay.
I don't think so. I feel like I've already gotten attacked.
Does a 15 hit your armor class?
Yeah.
Well, you're going to take 6 piercing damage.
Okay. All right.
It's your turn now.
Okay, so where are the wet boys in relationship to each other?
They are right next to each other.
Oh yeah, they are. Michael, I'm doing my best to appear very shaky. I've got a sword in one hand, I got a torch in the other, and I'm gonna like and just take a swing at one with the sword. You know, but I don't look comfortable. That's a 13 to hit, Michael.
That's you're good. You don't even need to pretend. You miss.
Sweet.
But you really sold it.
Okay. I would rather add the D4 to the second attack because the second attack is going to be with the torch.
Mm, gotcha. That makes sense.
Oh, that's going to get him.
That's good stinking.
Yeah, I would hope so.
Wait, didn't you literally pour like fuel on them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's gonna be a fireball down this game.
There you go. Is everyone else back?
No, they're all around all of us.
We all come back zero eyebrows. Completely singed off. No.
Is it? Would it be a torch would be improvised?
Yeah.
Okay, well, 15 plus 5.
Did you use your D4?
I didn't.
You don't need to. Both of these dragonflies burst into flames.
Ah!
One of them flies and crashes right into, ironically, right into the lantern.
Because it's a bug, he can't help it!
He loves it. There's no oil in there, dickbag.
Does it make that zap noise?
And but it's just flaming away there. So you still have light, so that's great.
Michael earlier was like, I'm going to give him a lantern in this room so the Bachman can still see. Oh, shit, he didn't use the oil for the lantern.
What's the other one do? Is it just like, oh, Monday?
The other one is whipping around the room, but it is super on fire. And I'm thinking,
is it leaving? Can I do an opportunity attack against it is what I'm hearing?
You could probably do an opportunity attack, and so
do
yeah,
it.
But it is catching things in the room on fire.
Oh hell yes, Chuck's been waiting.
Get him,
get him.
That is a 19, which we
that just... hits.
Oh, max damage! Thank you, God.
That's a 9 damage. As I just bash it, like I'm back at the Twilight part where they're playing baseball.
Oh, you missed so hard.
That kills it. What does it look like?
I just hit it and it goes, and it says, that's one hell of a smash. Like from the hit film, Hot Shots.
Heart dude. Okay.
You hear a rumbling and you're in a cave, but it feels like the whole thing is shaken.
Must have hit it too hard and it bashed against the wall.
Chuck, it's your turn. There's one dragonfly left.
Okay. I want to bash it. Is this for taking damage?
Nope.
I want to bash it.
So anyway, I start bashing.
That's a dirty 20.
Oh, fuck you, God.
This is minimal, maximum damage. Oh, it's 4 goddamning damage. Fuck!
That sounds rough.
Gotta freaking pee. And I don't have the feet to do anything with my shield, so
I'm good.
The rumbling is getting louder.
Can I do like a perception check to see what it sounds like?
Sure.
Is it possible it's my tummy?
A dirty 20.
You think it might be either Screech's tummy or the sound of many large feet as they smash on the ground as they run towards you.
Oh, that's...
We might have company soon, so we should potentially start running away.
It is Celine's turn.
Cool. Yeah, I'm gonna cast Ray of Frost on the dragonfly. Oh, nat 20!
Whoa, that's a critical hit. That's
a critical hit.
Suck that,
so that's
bitch.
8 cold damage, and its speed is reduced by 10 feet.
Oh, great. Now if it
eat its balls.
And I'm going to push it back 5 feet. I'm
Suck
saying now.
This.
Sorry, how much damage was it?
8, because I critted.
Nice. That's sick.
Set crit, bro.
That's so sick. Michael, is there more?
How close is this thing to like a wall? Can I shove it into a wall? My telekinetic shove? It would have to be within 5 feet of a wall.
What if you push it into one of the flaming friends?
I would love to do that. Anything that's... If I can push it into something, I want to do that.
Push it in the fire.
But I can only push it 5 feet, so...
You could... Yeah, you can try to push it into the flaming friend. Why not?
Yeah, I just... It needs to succeed on a strength save.
Oh, they're actually strong.
No!
I would have thought it was going to have a minus, but... No, dirty 20.
Then I don't shove it then.
But it knows it's shoved.
It knows that I pushed it. It just, like, stared at me and didn't move at all.
It glares at you. And that's when a number of very large, they look like, you know, Atlas beetles.
Yeah.
Big-ass ones with the big-ass, like, horns and shit. It's like those, but they're, like, car-sized. And there's, like, three of them.
Oh, shit.
What? You run away.
And they seem to be kind of blocking your exit.
They're blocking our exit? Where'd they come from? It's probably that other direction we didn't go.
We're outside of the little area.
Cock. I hate being in caves.
Really?
Oh, shit. We gotta run deeper in.
Oh, no, it's just driving us down deeper into the cave.
We gotta run deeper in.
The worst idea, but also, what else are we gonna do?
I mean, if we, like, yeah, if we, like, try to, like, just scoot past the dragonfly, then maybe there will be enough chaos with the burning dragonfly.
Yeah, Michael, have they seen us yet?
Oh, yeah. They're coming for you.
Damn it.
No! Are they undead?
No.
I could argue all bugs are, but we don't need to get into that.
Wow.
Yeah, we don't.
Is that the end of your turn?
Yeah, that's the end of my turn.
All right, Rourke, it is your turn. There's one dragonfly. There are three big, tanky boys.
I am...
And then you hear something else as well.
What is it?
I roll perception.
Roll perception.
Are we getting a new baby brother?
Oh my god. Oh my god. 22.
Nice. Ooh. Roll.
It sounds like someone hollering.
What are they saying?
You can't tell.
Is it, are they hollering from the direction that the beetles came from or the opposite direction?
Yes.
Okay. I look back real fast and I say there are two options. Either these beetles can make screaming noises of people or there's someone trapped up ahead.
Some bugs do scream.
Viable option. Gotta be safe. Can I stab the dragonfly closest to me?
There's only one, so yes.
I mean, well, then it's the closest one.
I fail. I got a 7.
What? Yeah, the D4, I don't think it would get you there.
Nah. All right. So, yeah, these huge beetles are now on top of you, and the dragonfly's about to go.
I'm just looking at Atlas beetles on Google right now. They're so big.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, are these like Rand McNally's? What are we talking about?
The beetles I'm looking at? Yeah. Now I get it. It took me a second.
I don't get it.
Well, I was Atlas and Atlas, Rand McNally.
What, you mean you're not 40?
Yeah. Rand McNally makes maps.
I still don't get it.
All right, so the hollering gets louder, and it's kind of like, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god. And bursting into the scene is a small figure that appears to be riding some sort of one of these ants.
Oh my god.
They are wearing a helmet and goggles, and it's like, just imagine the little ant legs are going everywhere as they're like skidding around, and they lift up a object, a metal canister looking thing, and they throw it onto the ground, and it explodes.
Oh, what?
Can I have Chuck, Celine, and Rourke make a intelligence saving throw?
Intelligence? That's the worst one, Michael!
I'm feeling very attacked right now.
Yeah, no, that was personal.
Why not Screech? Is because he's too dumb?
And I got a 2.
I got a 5. How do you like that?
Yeah.
I have 16.
Chuck, you sort of sway on your feet a little bit.
Oh!
But the ant that this person is riding collapses and passes out. All of the insects pass out. And Celine and Rourke pass out.
Oh my god.
You killed my daughter!
Again!
And we'll stop right there.
Who the fuck are you?
Yeah, I do love that, like, Celine and Rourke just immediately just, like, slump to the ground.
You're the most bug-like for
I will say, Chuck, you feel like the magic was getting pulled from you.
I'm being sucked!
Someone's sucking me off.
As you were almost passing out.
I'm being tugged. Well, if you can't get tugged, maybe you need to get yourself some beautiful Die Hard dice. Head over to dieharddice.com.
Almost as good as a tug.
They won't let me say they taste good to eat, so now I'm going to try this one. You can go there, enter the offer code DRAGONS with an exclamation mark, and you get 15% off your entire shitting order. That's a great deal for the holidays. And what with Bachman, Michael, and Jennifer's birthdays all happen around
now.
Yeah,
it's the holiday season.
You deserve to buy yourself something nice, and we get a little kissy, hashtag ad. But if you're in the Twitch chat, every single week
that we stream,
we give out a $50 gift code. Isn't that fucked up?
It's fucked.
So fucked.
Hashtag heat, baby. Is this guy nice, or is he mean? He's trying to kill me. He killed my daughter.
I feel like I have a good feeling about him.
I'm going to turn him to a smoothie.
What does he look like, Mike? Can we get a little description?
We have to save it.
He said he's like a little guy with a hat.
Got helmet and goggles and little. That's what you heard.
He's moving so fast. It's all happening so quick.
But like, maybe he's like a cute little guy.
Yeah. He has huge tits. Okay. Webbed feet.
All right.
He's wet.
Okay.
Oh, he's soaking. Who's to say it's a he?
They're wet.
They got huge tits and they're wet.
Congratulations to DJ Evil Twin. You have won the dice. Yay to you.
Congrats.
You win the dice. Spend that cash. Give it to me now. Give me that fucking cash.
Huh?
Give me cash.
Alrighty, well, thank you, Die Hard, and thank you everyone for listening in.
Yes.
Hey, if you are in the chat right now, it is the last chance to go get GeeklyCon tickets at GeeklyCon.com and still get a friggin' t-shirt when you do.
Oh yeah.
If you are not in the chat, then the time has passed, and you can no longer get a t-shirt. But you can still enjoy, and you can get premium, obviously. But you can still get a ticket and come and hang out, which we would love it if you would do that. GeeklyCon.com. It's going to be so much fun this year. It's going to be more. It's going to be smaller. It's going to be more personal. It's going to be tight. It's going to be so good. This is a benefit, and not me being terrified.
I dare you to go.
Yeah, if you're not scared.
And our masks will hide how hungover we are.
That's
somehow.
Gonna be great, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I guess if you want to get in touch with us, we're on Twitter, we're at Geekly Inc., we're at D&D Podcast, we're on Instagram at Greetings Adventurers. I'm at Thrifty Nerd on the Twitters and such, and please check out my Patreon, patreon.com/thriftycrafts, where I make dumb crap.
They're so cool.
We make cool crap.
We make cool crap.
Yeah.
Thanks.
There's nothing dumb about it.
Yeah, art, not crap, treasures. You can follow me on Twitter at Tim Lanning and check out streams I do every Monday night at 8:30 p.m. EST. I think actually it's 8:45 p.m. EST now that I'm thinking about it, as well as Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern on Thursday. Did I say Tuesday? I meant Thursday. Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern. And Jennifer and I have a show that we're announcing.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Pretty soon, yeah.
Ooh,
it's Matlock.
It's coming. We've recorded our first official episode already.
Oh.
Yeah, that should be available soon.
I mean, can we say what the name of it is?
Okay, by the time this episode comes out, yes, we are finally releasing our Left Behind podcast.
We're doing it. We're really doing it.
Yay.
You know, that's fitting because it's yet another podcast I'm not going to be invited on.
I mean, you might be, actually.
Well, I think it'd be interesting to hear a goddamn heathen thinks about all this stuff. You know what I'm saying? Our episode zero should be out by the time that you hear this, if you're not hearing it live on Twitch. But should be released soon. And
should say the name?
Oh, it's called Tribulation Farce. Tribulation Farce. Get it? Do you get it? It's all about the Left Behind book series and the insanity found therein, and sort of how
it's wild, man.
The religious right leans into all these conspiracy theories and how it's affecting us till today. And it's also weirdly about how fun the books are to read.
It's about Rayford Steele, the airplane pilot who gets saved and loves the Lord.
That's a rad name, though.
See? We talked about it in our episode. It's a very cool name.
He gets it. So that would be whoever fine podcasts are delivered. Tribulation Farce. And you don't need to read the books, and we encourage you not to, but it's fun to rubberneck.
Don't pay for them.
And learn something.
So you can follow me on Twitter at Jennifer Cheek, and give me encouragement for continuing to do Tribulation Farce, because I've got to read a lot of horrible things for it and do researches, and it's going to be mostly book club, but, let me know if you like it.
Sweet. You can find me on Twitter at Nika_Howard. You can find me on Instagram at TheNikaHoward, and you can check the link and all the bios to find my spicy sites if you want to talk to me more on the internet.
You can find me at the Mike Bachman. Also, immediately following the D&D podcast stream, we're doing a game crime stream every week, 10 o'clock p.m. Central Time. This week, we're playing or have played, depending on where you listen, Phantasy Star Online. Online, actually. So.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's freaked up.
Yeah, it's illegal. We're going to jail.
Bro, that's a game crime.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh my god.
Oh yeah, Roll for Streetwise is happening very soon.
Sick.
I don't have a date yet.
Oh yeah, hell yeah.
But when I do have a date, I haven't talked to anybody else, but I just decided this is happening. We'll play the first track on stream here.
Oh.
Ooh.
I saw you tweet that. I'm like, you're going to do what now?
That's exciting. Awesome. Well, thanks, everybody. I guess, golly, until next week, keep it dicey.
Should we stop?
Oh my god, yeah. Do you all want to stop and export?
Yeah, let's do it.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.